It's time for another Castle Country Focus interview on KOAL 107.3 FM and 750 AM. I'm Dave Hokanson. Joining me today in studio, I have Brandon Bayling with the Division of Wildlife Resources. A couple of things we got to talk about because it's starting to get that time of year, and I've had people ask me, and they've probably had people calling the office wanting to know when and where is the ice ready to go and get on and go do some fishing. So we're going to talk about some of those spots. And then, of course, with Christmas coming up, we always have to talk about after Christmas. What are we going to do with our Christmas tree? Well, the last few years, they've come up with an idea, and it's a great plan, and we're going to talk about that as well. Brandon, thank you so much for joining us this morning.
Hey, thanks for having me in again.
So let's first start talking about, because we jumped into it, and we were discussing it, and I'm like, I've got people asking me, okay? So where is good to go ice fishing right now, and where do you need to stay away from?
Right. I've been asked myself, this time of year, I get itching to get out on the ice as well. Right now, probably the best place that you can find good ice to get out on would be up at Schofield, there in the cove where the dam is at. The rest of Schofield is forming. We're seeing ice form. There is a little pocket of open water, last I heard. So yes, it looks like there's ice there, but it's probably not safe ice that you want to venture out on. And anytime you do venture out on the ice, I just want to encourage everybody to practice ice safety. You never know when you'll find a soft spot, and so just be safe anytime you venture out.
And the one thing you wanted to caution, too, about that little cove area is there are a lot of people there that are punching holes in the ice as well.
Right, yeah. So where it's the first to freeze up, everybody's going to flock to that area, so it's going to see a lot of pressure, a lot of people drilling holes. So as you venture out, just watch where you're stepping. Make sure you're not stepping in somebody's open hole or a hole that's not quite froze over. Nothing feels worse than putting a foot down in the water.
Oh, I would imagine so. And the other thing about it too is we're having, some unseasonably warm temperatures right now, and we're waiting for maybe the other shoe to drop. But you're saying that really up where we would think it'd be okay, there's not really a lot on the energy loop either.
Right. Yeah. Looking at Electric Lake, I fished it last year, probably about a week or two ago. So early December, I was fishing it. And right now there's just a little bit of ice forming. It's not capped on Electric at all. Cleveland has capped, but last week when I was up there, the ice just wasn't good ice to get out on. Mammoth, though, Huntington Mammoth, you can get out on it. I had friends fishing it yesterday, said it was 8 inches of good ice. The fishing was a little bit slow, but they were able to get some decent fish out that they were able to take home and cook up last night. So
really, and the other thing, too, I'm sure if you have any questions about any of this, you can call the office there, and they can kind of give you an idea. Plus, do you guys have a place on your website where you put it?
We used to put it on our website. We kind of have changed our fishing reports to be more seasonality, so kind of a quarterly basis. But feel free to call the office. I try and get out and cruise the energy loop and some of our local reservoirs each week to see how things are forming and keep people updated. So if you've got questions, call the office. They can put you in touch with me, and I'll be able to let you know what I know.
And the other thing, if you're seeing something out there, call them and let them know too, right?
Yeah, we appreciate it. That's a lot of our reports come from just anglers that are out there and wanting to get on the ice. They go and see what's there and then let us know. So if you've got something to share, please share it with us. We'd love to know.
All right. And then before we get out of here, as we said, with Christmas coming up and everything, we have trees in our homes, and some of us have like the real deal, absolute genuine Christmas tree. And it always inevitably happens after Christmas. What do we do with those trees? Where do we take them? Do we want to take them out to the landfill? Do we want to do this with them? Well, the last few years, the DWR has actually came up with a great idea of what to do with those trees. And it's recycle them. And how do you guys recycle them? And how does this all work?
So, yeah, we look for those trees. If, we know people put trees in their house the day of Thanksgiving or the day after, and so they'll start to dry out. And by the time Christmas is over, they're just ready to undecorate and get rid of them. We'd like you to bring those trees to us. We're going to have two locations here at our office on Carbonville Road. We'll have a drop-off there. We usually put a dump trailer out there that you can either set your tree next to, or if you want to toss it in the trailer, that works as well. And then out at our Desert Lake Waterfowl Management area, at the parking lot with the kiosk, that's an area that we set aside where you can drop your tree off there. And then we collect these trees. We take them out to our Huntington Game Farm Wildlife Management area and the Desert Lake Waterfowl Management area, and we create brush piles out of them. So our upland game species can benefit from it. We'll pile these trees up. It provides cover for, you know, our pheasants, quail, chucker, cottontail rabbits. You know, they can all find refuge in there, and they'll utilize these brush piles throughout the year. And so we kind of scatter these brush piles throughout the property to provide that little bit of extra habitat for them.
So once again, if you've got a tree, when you're done with it, you don't know what to do with a live tree, you can either take it to the office there on Carbonville Road. They'll have a trailer set up that you can put it in, or take it out. If you're over in Emery County, you can just take it to Desert Lake in the parking area there. And you said it's the one with the kiosk in it.
Yep.
Take it there, put it there, and they will take care of the rest of it for you, because it's great. As we said, you know what? It doesn't go in the landfill. It doesn't end up on the side of the road somewhere. Just take it, and then they can get some use out of it once again and kind of reuse that. Brandon, thank you so much for taking out the time to come in and talk with us this morning. We really do appreciate it.
Hey, not a problem. Thank you.
Thank you. Now, for more information on interviews like this, you can always check out our website, castlecountryradio.com, and listen for Castle Country Focus on KOAL 107.3 FM and 750 AM.